All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat, as many as I can get to. Lizzie859 is on. Nitsua99 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Why Not Me's on. Will Gilbert is on. The Great 8 T1 AU is on. Dave Souter's on. Spoken 007 is on. Mike Griffith's on. Bascom Avenue is on. Joe Heathen's on. Mike McGoin is on. Kept Guy One is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Milwaukee James is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Jim Kohler's on. Todd Suff is on. Salty Gonads is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. LA 106 Times is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Sheila K is on. Peg Joe is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Gamil Hausen is on. Judy Anita is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Alan 6221 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Confederate One is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Just Fact is on. PGA Wiles is on. Ab Seeks Truth is on. USA Abigail is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Confederate One is on. Tim L. T. Bird is on. Luann 5 is on. Praise Holler is on. Hansley Donovan is on. Gianna Jones already in the Rumble Rant with $10. Ab Seek Truth is on. Sexy Pony is on. Mama Via is on. Volvo 960 is on. Aaron Yeager's on. Gritterdom is on. Let me see. Those Jesus People is on. Dead Plan is on. Malamute Lover is on. Granite 2468 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Dana 59 is on. Let's see if I missed anybody. Lenning 5 is on. There we go. Reach to the bus. Oh, I see another one. Snag Dog is on. Appreciate you guys. All right, so they're coming after Pete Hegseth. Why are they coming after Pete Hegseth? Obviously, Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense. Why is this happening? If anybody was wondering why it was, and I intended it to be about a 12-minute rant, and it turned out to be about an 80-minute rant when Matt Gaetz withdrew from consideration. Huge mistake by Matt Gaetz. Huge mistake by the Trump transition team. If they had anything to do with it, maybe they didn't. And you're like, Tom, I thought you were for Trump. Absolutely for Trump. Love Trump. Voted for him 3 times. I'm looking forward to voting for J.D. Vance twice in a row. I'm just saying, you have to hold the line. Make these people vote up or down. What's the worst thing that can happen? If Matt Gaetz, like, Tom, Matt Gaetz has been gone for 2 weeks. I know. But the only reason why they're going after Pete Hegseth is because they got a sacrificial lamb in Matt Gaetz. Otherwise, they'd be too busy still going after Gaetz. And by the way, what you should be doing is continuing to make nominations the entire time to keep them off balance where they can't focus all of their attention on one person like they are with Hegseth right now. Listen, does he have a checkered past? Yeah, he does. He does. And who amongst us doesn't? I mean, that's my whole thing. Not everybody is committed the same sins as he has, but we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. So yeah, I mean, he does. I mean, his own mother with the email, and maybe he's running around on his wife, whatever it may be. Obviously had some morality issues at a conference or two, got drunk or whatever. But again, I'm not nominating. I'm not looking for this guy to pastor my church. I'm looking for him to be a stone cold killer Secretary of Defense. And I mean that literally. That's what I want. I want our lethality. And that's what Pete Hegseth is all about. And he's been commissioned by Donald Trump to make our military the most lethal force on the planet. Some people are like, well, you already are. First of all, we don't know that anymore. We don't know it. But if we aren't, we need to be exponentially increasing our lethality. So that's what he's been commissioned to do. And now what happens is they know that they can win. And by the way, the people who are submarining the sabotaging these nominations have nothing to do with the Democratic Party. We already know we're not going to get the Democrat. We have 53. We have a 53-47 advantage in the Senate. We don't need Democrats. Don't need one with the vice president. J.D. Vance is deciding votes. So even if we lose 3, we tie at 50-50. We get the deciding vote. That's the way it is. That is it. We win. So the people who are sabotaging this are not Democrats. They're actually Republicans. And the two Republicans that are behind the sabotaging of Pete Hegseth are Lindsey Graham and Joni Ernst. Just so you know, with Senator Curtis out of Utah saying that Joni Ernst would make a great Secretary of Defense. And we'll go over specifically who these are in just a minute, but I'm just telling everybody knows who Lindsey Graham is and Joni Ernst are. But I'm just telling you, it's nothing to do with Democrats. Nothing. They could run all the stories they want to run. Was Pete Hegseth drunk at a conservative convention? Of course he was. And so was everybody else. And I'm not advocating drunkenness. You don't repent of your sin and you're a drunkard. You're going straight to hell, just so you know. Galatians 5:19 through 21. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Revelation 21:8. That's just the way it is. Preached about a lot of this on Sunday, where a lot of people who think they're conservative are going to heaven. You're not going to heaven unless you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and repented of your sin. So, I mean, but I'm not looking for that. He doesn't have to be a solid born-again believer to be Secretary of Defense. Donald Trump certainly is not a solid Christian right now. Is he a Christian at all? I don't know. People claim that he is. People claim that he's not. I don't. Again, does it matter to me? Sure, I would love for him to be a Christian. But a lot of the Christians that I've seen are the weakest, most spineless human beings I've ever known. Again, you know, I mean, we have people that have stormed the beaches of Normandy. We have a warrior in this room fought in a war, Will. Fought in a war. We have a lot of people. Will was saved when he fought in a war, but a lot of people fight in wars who aren't saved. And if they get killed in that war, they're going to die and go to hell in that war after they get killed in the war. On both sides. Those are some pretty courageous people. They're still storming the beaches of Normandy without your eternity secured. Yeah, credit to them. I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying. But I mean, so I'm not looking for somebody to be a solid born-again believer. I'm looking for a guy who's lethal, who's deadly, who will make the correct decisions, who doesn't disappear for a week or two, like Lloyd Austin. Just disappears. Nobody had any idea what it is. Didn't even tell the president. And it was really more than a week or two. It was closer to a month. He was gone. Nobody had any idea where the man was. It's not going to happen with Pete Hegseth. I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I care about it as far as his salvation. But I don't care that he had sex with women outside of marriage. I'm not saying I care about the adultery. I'm just saying it has nothing to do with being Secretary of Defense. You may not like it that a pastor's telling you that, but it doesn't. How would I be a Trump supporter if I cared? I mean, we know Trump's record. We know his record. I mean, come on. I mean, lots of marriages, lots of extramarital relationships. We know that, but we like his policies. So we voted for him. But once they got Gates, now they can focus on Hegseth. And they should keep on nominating. Nominate him. Keep nominating. The Cash Patel nomination, brilliant. Brilliant. They can't beat Cash Patel. People think that they're going to get him. They can't beat Cash Patel. He's got nothing in his past. He's got a sterling, long, long governmental record of both law enforcement, both as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and an intel officer. There's no way to defeat Cash Patel. But they can get Hegseth on the morality issues. But why does morality count? I mean, look at the Democrats. I mean, Swallows well? We're gonna talk about morality with Swallows well? We're gonna talk about. I mean, Joe Biden has been accused of rape just as much as Donald Trump. Tara Reid, who's moved out of the country now, credibly accused him of rape. Never investigated, and we could do the same thing with her. I mean, it's what's so funny is Democrats don't realize it. We can do the exact same thing with her. We can go get Tara Reid, bring her back to the United States, have her go to a local jurisdiction, and civilly charge him. No way the statute of limitations have run out. And it doesn't matter. They can change it just like they did in NYC. Wonder with Reid Hoffman pulling the strings behind the curtain. We can do the same thing. You have to come up and do another civil lawsuit and drag Biden into a red jurisdiction with a red judge and a red prosecutor, red jury, red grand jury, red appellate court. We can do all that too. You have no idea if you're a Democrat and you're watching this, the Pandora's box that you've opened. But anyway, so they're going after Hegseth. Citizen Free Press video. Here's where Hegseth stands today. Play for me.
Wonderful process to go through and meet with senators and talk to them, especially members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose passion is the Defense Department and our warfighters, to hear what they want to do to make sure that department is properly oriented for the threats of the world and make sure that we're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advise and consent process. It's been a wonderful process.
All right, well, go right to the next one for me. See, it says a Free Press tweet. I want to just put these names out so we can discuss this. This is why Dan Bongino says that he's not going to enter into public office. He says that if he had to enter in into public office, maybe as the head of the Secret Service, that he would have to go around and bootlick and butt kiss these people. He doesn't want to do it. Now, I said the bootlick and butt kiss part. He didn't. But he said he'd have to go and get these people to agree to his nomination. They'd have to agree to his confirmation. And he can't do it. I don't blame him. Look, these are disgusting human beings. They are absolutely reprehensible human beings. They are without any sort of moral certainty. They have no moral compass. They have nothing. These people are disgusting human beings who will do anything. Notice now, these six Republican senators who are wavering on Pete Hegseth. Why? If we go back and we check, now I don't know this for sure, but Aaron and I, we put this out. Who it was that confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas? I guarantee you all six of these did. And I bet you all six of these confirmed Merrick Garland, but you won't confirm Pete Hegseth, but you will Merrick Garland and Alejandro Mayorkas? As well as, you know what? A deep dive needs to be done. Maybe I can do it. A deep dive needs to be done on all the judges that these people have actually approved of. And all of the Democratic politicians that have been nominated by Joe Biden that these people have confirmed. Because they have confirmed some of the worst people on the planet. Some of the most disgusting, repulsive human beings on the planet. Of some of which I just named. Javier Baqueria, another one. Becerra, HHS secretary, confirmed him. But not Hegseth? Why would you not confirm Hegseth? So you would rather have, I want you to think about this. You would rather have a child trafficker, Alejandro Mayorkas. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 325,000 to 400,000 missing kids. Child trafficking. It's more and more is coming out. Didn't have time to get to it today. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow. Another OMG video, James O'Keefe video, has come out. Then of them repeatedly sending children to addresses known to be pedophile addresses. Well, there had already been numerous sex offender reports, sex offense reports, i.e. sex offender reports. And they keep sending the kids to the same addresses where there is a police report for child sexual offense. And they get that person gets confirmed. Alejandro Mayorkas gets confirmed. What do you send him here? Republicans for Mayorkas. Aaron sent it to me. Shelley Capito, Susan Collins, Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney. There you go. So, again, I don't know all who, that's why I said I didn't know. I said, I bet you they did. Some two. Of them did.
Yeah.
Okay. And Aaron, I guarantee you the crazy genius over there, my JV Jones over there finding out all sorts of information, is going to keep on sending it to me. But anyway, so if they can confirm child sex traffickers and they refuse, by the way, Alejandro Mayorkas was impeached in the House and the Senate never took it up. And no Republican senator ever insisted that they do take it up. Ever. Alejandro Mayorkas has made America the number one sex trafficking operation on the planet. Number one without dispute. It's not close. We are now sex trafficking more people than guns. The only thing that we're trafficking more in than kids is fentanyl and drugs. That's it. That's where Alejandro Mayorkas is brought us, but nobody cares about confirming him. Or Merrick Garland, or Javier Baqueria, or Lloyd Austin, who is simply a member of the military-industrial complex who financially benefits off of both sides, the corporate side and the government side, which is fascism, the merging of corporatism and governance. He works for Honeywell when he's not in the Defense Department, and while he works for the Defense Department, he secures contracts for Honeywell. Party, remember the big party, George Carlin, that you and I are not invited to. So here are the six Republicans who are wavering on Pete Hegseth. Collins, Murkowski, Curtis, that's the one out of Utah, who wants the one on the bottom to be defense secretary, Joni Ernst. Isn't that sweet? You got these people that want Pete Hegseth down, and one of the people who doesn't want Pete Hegseth is trying to nominate another person that doesn't want Pete Hegseth. It's almost as if they're doing this to get Joni Ernst to be secretary of defense. And I'm going to tell you what. Joni Ernst becomes Secretary of Defense, we might as well just surrender to China. Just go ahead and surrender to it. She is a spineless little worm. You're like, Tom, I've seen her do conservative things. I've seen everybody on this list do conservative things. But what they do is they do conservative things when they cannot be enacted into policy. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
They do. We know we're voting for that. When they know it can't be enacted into policy. When it can't become rule of law.
Yeah.
Then they vote on conservative things. But whenever it can become rule of law, have you noticed they don't do a freaking thing? As we're $36 trillion in debt, I'm hoping to finally get to my debt pile tonight. Here's my debt pile. It's not as boring as you think. It's exciting. The odds are not good. It's already 924. Holy moly. Is that slide two?
Yeah.
That's not good. All right, go to the next one. Dan Bongino tweet. So here's more attacks on Pete Hegseth. Look at the bottom first. Yashar Ali. I'm trying to remember who he works for. Aaron, pull it up on Twitter. Huffington Post. I got it. Huffington Post. So he works for the Huffington Post, credit Rush Limbaugh. 10 current and former Fox employees who are all, can you guess, Aaron? Can you guess, Will? Mm. Nameless. Mm. So it's as if you could just make them up.
Yeah.
I could just make them up. I could say Will Yeager and Aaron Gilbert and Will Lightly. And just make them up, right? I just make them up, which is what Yashar Ali is doing. We all know that. 10 current and former Fox employees who shall remain nameless. I'll just add to his article for him because I read his article and none of them are named. Say that Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick for defense secretary, drank in ways that concerned his co-workers. Okay. How many of you, Will, let me go to Will. Put Will on. Okay. And Will, you just answer honestly. If I'm not right, I'm not right. When you were in the Marine Corps, did you work with anybody who drank in a way that concerned you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, there you go. Now, go back to me. Aaron, go back to Aaron. Aaron, yes. Ask me, Tom, when you were working with the sheriff's office,
Tom,
did you work with anybody?
Work with anybody.
You drank to excess.
Who drank to excess.
Oh, yes, I did. Whoop-de-doo. Who gives a freaking crap? Everybody at Huffington Post drinks to excess.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody gets concerned about each other at parties. Yeah. How many of us have orchestrated a ride for people?
Oh, yeah.
Our friends.
Yep.
Our families. How many of us that are watching this have drank to excess?
Oh, yeah.
And now suddenly this becomes something that disqualifies somebody from public office? Does everybody realize that they have a bar on Capitol Hill that you and I pay for with our taxpayer dollars? That it's in the House of Representatives? That they keep stocked? That you and I pay for, you know, we pay $17 million for their sexual offense allegations. We paid for those things, for their sexual offense allegations to be settled. You and I have paid for that so far. And we also pay for their bar tab on Capitol Hill. And these same idiots are going to disqualify Pete Hegseth because he's been drunk at a couple parties, allegedly, by 10 former Fox employees who shall remain nameless, of course. And here's Bongino responding to this. Worked with Pete for years. I heard him on Bongino on the show today. Worked for Pete for 10 years, and they are close, personal friends. How many of us would believe Dan Bongino over Yashar Ali's unnamed Fox sources? I'll go with Bongino. So Bongino said, worked with Pete for years. This is absolute bull bleep. So there you go. It's not true. It's all lies. And even if he did, who gives a crap? Who gives a crap? Nobody does. So why do they want Hegseth out? Here's a man that's on the list. MAGA Marie, Lindsey Graham. Play it for me.
4 months into this thing, I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
Sorry, guys. Play it for me one more time. Play it for me one more time. Thanks, Will.
4 months into this thing, I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
Why do they want Hegseth out? Because Lindsey Graham loves the structural path that they're on. $200 billion has gone to Ukraine, and they love the structural path that they've set where they're sending them, quote, weapons and munitions enough so that the Ukrainians will fight to the last man. Lindsey Graham, who couldn't do one sit-up, not one push-up, could not jog to the door that's in front of me that's about 15 feet away. He wants to talk about Ukrainians fighting to the last man. This is a man who have sent thousands of our Marines, thousands of our infantries, hundreds of our special forces, thousands of those in the Navy to their deaths. Lindsey Graham, a man who's unwilling to fight himself, goes and sends thousands of our soldiers, our military men, to their deaths. And the reason why he doesn't want Hegseth in there is because Hegseth is going to put a stop. Now, why does Lindsey Graham want the military-industrial complex to flourish? Don't know. There's obviously some reason that he does. A deep dive into his tax records would probably reveal that. How is he so wealthy that he can drop, I think it was $500,000 to Donald Trump's defense fund that probably never went to Donald Trump, back in 2020, when he's been working as a senator since I can remember, and I'm 56 years old. I'm just curious. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that he's corrupt. Who knows? Nothing's ever been revealed. But why does he want the military-industrial complex, which is owned almost exclusively by BlackRock and Vanguard, why does he want? Remember what it's all about. And again, I don't mean to be redundant. But one of the many reasons why people like Joe Biden, people like Boris Johnson, Keir Starmer, Emmanuel Macron, and France's government just fell apart, by the way. They're not the only one. South Korea's government's also falling apart as we speak. Germany's government's also falling apart as we speak. Listen, it doesn't take long for a Democrat to destroy the world. Joe Biden. My wife went to this grocery store today. And what 12-pack of Coke used to be $3 to $5. It's over $9 now. That's just since Biden came around. I mean, that's where we are. But why? What are the reasons why they want to keep this war going? Again, and I don't mean to be redundant, then why they want Ukraine to be part of NATO so that NATO, if you're a part of NATO, you can only buy your weapons from approved NATO contractors, i.e. Honeywell, Lockheed Martin. And all of those companies, to a majority degree, are owned by BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. That's the way it is. That's the real world. We can wave flags. We can go appreciate our monuments. We can do all that, and we can believe what's not true. The United States is a dream now. We used to be a constitutional republic. We're not a constitutional republic now. We are run by a DC cesspool that's owned by the CCP, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum, and the London banks. That's a fact. And all the politicians are motivated by what they can get out of those entities. All right, so that's it. Let's go to Ukraine. Benny Johnson video breaking. Speaker Johnson rejects Biden's request for additional Ukraine funding. Play for me, Will.
Last week, the Biden administration requested to attach the upcoming CR additional aid to Ukraine to $24 billion. Do you planning to do that? What is your position?
I'm not planning to do that. There are developments by the hour in Ukraine. I think, as we predicted and as I said to all of you, weeks before the election, if Donald Trump is elected, it will change the dynamic of the Russian war on Ukraine. And we're seeing that happen. So it is not the place of Joe Biden to make that decision now. We have a newly elected president, and we're going to wait and take the new commander-in-chief's direction on all of that. So I don't expect any Ukraine funding to come up.
Now, let me go back for just a minute. Aaron, put your pickup. I told you the mad scientist was all there. It is. Just so everybody knows, this is what we pay for. This is in the House of Representatives. House drinks six packs or more. There you go. They may have to pay out of their own pocket to buy them specifically. I don't know how it works. I doubt they do.
No.
But the bar was constructed with our taxpayer dollars. And the wine and spirits are bought by our taxpayer dollars, for them to buy later out of their own pocket. Yeah, if you believe that, I've got Swampland to sell for you. Sell to you. All right, let me just read you this now. Speaker Johnson, this is from the Gateway Pundit. But anyway, actually, it's not from the Gateway Pundit. I don't remember where the source came from, but I wrote it down. But anyway, I didn't write it down. Speaker Johnson rejects Biden's request for additional Ukraine funding. So it's been rejected, but let's get to the bottom of this. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has rejected President Biden's request for an additional $24 billion. We're 36 and on the cusp of $37 trillion in debt. In aid to Ukraine. So in other words, we're going to print up a bunch of monopoly money, tie it together rubber bands, and send it over to Ukraine. Stating that decisions on further assistance will await guidance from the newly elected president, says Speaker Johnson, who's a spineless little worm. We all know that. Okay, right now, he has to be a conservative. If it benefited him in any way, shape, or form to be a squishy Republican, he'd be a squishy Republican. If it would benefit him in any way, shape, or form to lean heavily left, he would lean heavily left. That's what he'd do. He's a spineless worm. He's just like most pastors in this country. That's the way they are. Anything they got to do to keep their congregation, they're going to do it. They'll do anything. That's why they all caved to COVID. That's why the entire Republican Party caved to COVID. They'll do anything to be accepted. Anything to not be admonished. Anything to not have people call them names. Anything. That's who Mike Johnson is. We all need to keep that in mind. You're like, yeah, but he came with Trump to the UFC. Of course he has to do that now. Think Mike Johnson wanted to be with Trump at the UFC? He has to do that for political survival. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has confirmed that Ukraine will receive, get this, Will, $50 billion from frozen Russian assets facilitated by a cooperative effort between the U.S. and the EU. Now, let's define Rush Limbaugh. Frozen Russian assets. Let's define that, shall we? Let's remove the word frozen and let's put the word stolen. Because those assets had nothing to do with us. They were just sitting in U.S. dollars. You're like, no, Tom, they have to be. No, they don't. They don't. These were rubles transitioned to dollars, kept in American banks or where America had access to the banking institution. We seized their money. How would you like? You're wondering how there isn't a nuclear war? Me too. Imagine if you were Vladimir Putin, because let's name the times that the United States has had $50 billion stolen from it. Can you name it? I got it. Let me tabulate up here. Zero. Let me add up how many times Russia has stolen money from us. Zero. But we steal $50 billion of Russian money. They call it frozen Russian assets. They are Russian. That, if it's a Russian asset, you know what that means? It's a Russian asset. It's owned by them. Mm. And we've stolen it and we're giving it to Ukraine. In the middle of nuclear tensions where we have already agreed, we are, as we are speaking, as I am talking right now, attackums are flying into Ukraine symbolically today, yesterday, tomorrow, as well as Storm Shadow missiles out of the UK that can only be fired from the Ukraine, from the UK, and can only be fired from the United States of America. You're like, from the United States? Yeah, listen, what I mean by that is symbolically speaking, attackums, Storm Shadow missiles can only be shot by UK officials or U.S. officials. That's the only way. U.S. military men or women or members of our various intelligence agencies. That's it. And Putin knows it. And any of those, an attackum can be retrofitted with a nuclear war at any time. And he's still not starting a nuclear war, even though we stole $50 billion from him. Sounds like Tom's pro-Putin. No, I'm pro-truth. I'm pro-truth. That's it. Nothing more than that. This whole war is a giant globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist hoax with 600 million people either dying or have died in the war or are grievously injured in the war. 600,000 in this war are casualties so far, either dead in the high, and that's the lower estimate. The higher estimate is over a million. Then that's Ukrainians I'm talking about. And people are always talking about Vladimir Putin's going to do this and Vladimir Putin's going to do that. We just stole $50 billion from him. He didn't do nothing. You know why? Because he doesn't want to die either. You start a global thermal nuclear war, most estimates is 7 out of 8 billion people are dead within a month with the weapons that are now there. And a lot of countries have the weapons. Does everybody know that Pakistan and India are loaded? Did you know that? That there are those are nuclear nations. UK's nuclear, Israel's nuclear, France's nuclear, Russia's nuclear, China is nuclear. Everyone thinks Iran isn't. Iran is nuclear.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, Sean Penn wants to start a nuclear war. And Vladimir Putin is this grievous threat to everybody. And all we've done is shot missiles. Intercontinental ballistic missiles into his country called attackums and storm shadows from the Ukraine and stolen $50 billion from him, financed his enemy. You're telling me, Tom, that we never should have financed Ukraine? That's correct. It's like we never should have shut down flights from China during COVID. Why? Why? You should have just let it spread. It's a 99 point. The latest estimates coming in. There's a big senatorial hearing. You probably might be wondering why I didn't cover the data that's been released out of the big senatorial COVID findings report that they put out. Because it's all stuff we've already said. We found out that the survival rate was 99.887%. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, we've known that from day one. That covers all ages, by the way. X-Force Leonidas study covering the whole range of ages. 0 to 19, 99.997% survivable. Just let it rage. And this war is a Slavic conflict that's been going on for years. And where Vladimir, the Donbass, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions were asking Vladimir Putin to come in, just like Crimea asked him to come in. Crimea annexed itself into Russia. People always talk about Russia took Crimea. Show me the video of Russia taking Crimea. You can't. They just waited till weak-kneed, spineless Obama was in office. They knew they'd get no response. So they annexed themselves into Russia. That's what the Donbass region's trying to do, too. I don't have the time to get into a 30-minute dissertation on Ukraine. All right, Citizen Free Press video. Biden wants, here's Jake Sullivan. Who's Jake Sullivan? The one who orchestrated the 2004, one of the ones who orchestrated the 2004. Him, Victoria Nuland, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the Obama administration orchestrated the color revolution in 2014 that has ushered in this current war, because at the time they had a more sympathetic, more of a pro-Russia prime minister or president of Ukraine who's going to work with Russia. They couldn't have that, because if you don't have that, then you have no money laundering. You have to have this fake synergistic tension between Russia and Ukraine so that you can continue to finance the military-industrial complex. That's the whole point of it. So you can continue to money. You need a very unstable country if you're Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, or a Biden, and you're going to money launder using that country to money launder. You need an unstable country so you can have a Privat Bank and a Metabiota and a Burisma. You can't have a country that doesn't have any tension with Russia. Can't have that. Citizen Free Press, Biden wants a massive surge of weapons to Ukraine. Here's Jake Sullivan. Play for me.
What are you telling your Ukrainian counterparts about American support in 51 days after Biden leaves office?
Well, first, what I'm saying is we are going to do everything in our power for these 50 days to get Ukraine all the tools we possibly can to strengthen their position on the battlefield so that they'll be stronger at the negotiating table. And President Biden directed me to oversee a massive surge in the military equipment that we are delivering to Ukraine so that we have spent every dollar that Congress has appropriated to us by the time that President Biden leaves office. So that's first and foremost what we're focused on. And then I've encouraged the Ukrainian team to engage the incoming team as well as to engage all of our allies and partners, because again, on January 21st, the war in Ukraine doesn't just go away. Obviously, the new team will have its own policy, its own approach, and I can't speak to that. But what I can do is make sure that we put Ukraine in the best possible position when we hand off the baton.
And there he is. Of course, that's Jake Sullivan. He, of course, again, this is a man who's not a man. I mean, this is a gelding, these effeminate men that run this country. Many of them, they... Hi, my name is Jake Sullivan. Congress approved the final tranche of a few months ago. And he doesn't quite talk like that, but he's very close. Okay. This is a guy who would never fight in a war himself, but wants to endlessly perpetuate the wholesale slaughter of Ukrainians. They have no chance. They have not won one battle. They can send as many attackums into Russia as they want. They're never going to win, but Jake wants to keep it going. Quote, he wants a massive surge of military equipment over the next 46 days, 46 days until Trump is sworn in. He wants a massive surge of military equipment. Why? Why? I mean, people might consider this to be insulting, but sending Ukrainians against Russians like sending boys against men. They've lost, they're 600,000 people down. Their average age of their army now is in the 40s. That means you have men fighting in their 70s. They have men with Down syndrome on the front lines fighting. We've played the videos on the show how they forcibly kidnap men in Ukraine and force them into the front lines. Russia's not doing any of that. And by the way, Ukraine hasn't even seen the best of Russia yet. Vladimir Putin's kept all of his best troops in Russia. All he wants is the Donbass region. Tommy, you saying he should have it? No. But what I'm saying is, it's not my fight. There it is. Thank you, Aaron. You're the best. See, Luhansk and Donetsk, that's it. They want to be. Aaron, you're the best. Seriously, the best. They want to be. See Luhansk right down there. There it is. There it is. You see the two cities right there. Those are also called the regions. Those are what are called the breakout provinces. That's what it's about. They want to be in Russia. They speak Russian. It's got nothing to do with us. But if you don't have a corrupt, war-torn, synergistic tension between Russia and Ukraine, then you can't use Ukraine to money launder and profiteer off of. Can't have a Hunter Biden-owned Metabiota, a bioweapons lab that is sharing information with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Can't have that. If you don't have a war-torn Ukraine, a perpetually calamitous Ukraine all the time, can't have it. Can't money launder in that sort of situation. So you got to keep it going. They all want out. They're asking for out. You saying they should go? I'm not saying anything. They should go. They should say. Would you like to be habitually harassed by the Azov Battalion every day like they are? The Azov Battalion, their lineage goes all the way back to Nazi Germany. They were Nazi collaborators back in the 30s and 40s when Nazi Germany took over Ukraine. Remember? And they go all the way back. These are not the skinheads of America, the Nazi wannabes. These are legit Nazis. Pull up Azov Battalion. They're molesting these people every day of their lives. This is a Russian-speaking region who wants out of Russia. It's got nothing to do with us. Nothing. Nothing to do with us. And by the way, Vladimir Putin was never even going to take it, even though they wanted him to take it. Luhansk and Donetsk want him to take their breakout provinces. They want him to take them. He wasn't even going to do that. There was a peace accord already in place. And Volodymyr Zelensky and Putin agreed to it. It was simply, you can't join NATO. That's it. That was the whole thing. And Boris Johnson flew into Ukraine at the command of Joe Biden and said, don't let him sign it. Demand that Volodymyr Zelensky goes to war with Russia. Demand that Volodymyr Zelensky sacrifices 600,000 to a million of his people in this war. But don't worry, Lindsey Graham says we're going to continue to fund it because we know if we continue to fund it, Ukraine will fight to the last man. And Lindsey Graham wouldn't be willing to fight to his first paper cut, but he wants them to fight to his last man. If these guys spent one day, because I'm at Will over here sitting right, so it's very easy to use him because he fought in a war. They had to spend one day in his shoes. They'd stop being warmongers. They'd stop on that on a dime. Let's go to Cash Patel. Jesse Kelly tweet. I'm actually on the right spot. Good. Let's switch over. I'm going to talk about Ukraine all night. It's already 9:47. I blow up the entire show talking about these things. I'm supposed to be way past this. I'm desperately trying to get to my debt section. You got to see the debt section.
We got an hour left. It's fine.
Don't have an hour left. 13 minutes left. I'm only supposed to do hour-long shows.
10:47.
Yeah, I'm not going to 10:47. 10:10. I haven't given a time prediction lately because, I've really blown it up. I mean, bad this week. Really bad because I was off. When I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all I got to do is preach for an hour, 15 minutes on Sunday. It's not enough. So every day this week's been over an hour and a half. Every day. Monday, Tuesday, hour and a half each. But anyway, I'll make 10:12. Done at 10:12. 10:12.
No way.
10:12. I'm telling you, 24 minutes from now, I'm done.
10:32.
10:12. All right, so spend some time on Cash Patel because if they get Pete Hegseth, this is who they're going for next. And again, let me just reiterate this to you. Make everybody go on the record. Why didn't you just have Matt Gaetz? Tom, get over Matt Gaetz. I'm never going to get over it. Never, because he should be. He should be our attorney general. Think about how petrified they'd be if he was. I like Pam Bondi. She's a good person, but nothing like Matt Gaetz. They'd be petrified. They're scared of Bondi. They are. They really are. And she's a tiger. She is. But Gaetz is a saber-toothed tiger. He just is. And once they got him, then that now they're going for Gates. It never should happen. Make them put it on the line. Make them sign on the dotted line. Make them be seen voting against Matt Gaetz. Make them be seen voting against Pete Hegseth. Make them do it. Make them be seen. I'm talking Republicans. I don't care about Democrats. I don't care. They're like gnats. Go away. I don't care about it. Make Joni Ernst, Curtis out of Utah, Lindsey Graham, John Thune, Mitch McConnell, Murkowski, Collins, make them, Joni Ernst, make them expose themselves. Make them vote. Make them vote. That's where our stand needs to be. And if we lose, we lose. Who cares if we lose? Do a recess appointment or do an acting appointment. If we lose, all right, you fire Ray on day one. And if Cash Patel doesn't get confirmed, wait for a recess appointment and make him acting FBI director. And make Matt Gaetz acting AG. That's what should have happened. But anyway, Jesse Kelly tweets, here's what they're doing to Cash Patel. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Iran has hacked Cash Patel. Huh. Out of nowhere. He was never hacked before he was a Trump nominee, ever in his life. I mean, Aaron, see if you can give me his age. Cash Patel's age. He's got to be probably 40-something, but never in all of his life, in his decades of existence, has he ever been hacked in this extreme coincidence coming from the Democratic Party, of course. And you're like, it's not Democratic Party, Tom. It's the intel agencies, one and the same. One's the Gestapo for the Democratic Party. The other is simply the Democratic Party. Simple as that. That's life. That's the way it is. So now, lo and behold, for the first time in his life, the Iranians have reached out and hacked Cash Patel. It's just like, Joe Biden doesn't give two craps. He's 43. Thank you, Aaron. So for 43 years, not one time has he been hacked. And he's been a nominee for FBI director for what, 10 days maybe? If that. And lo and behold, in that 10-day period, the Iranians,
sure,
have hacked him. I'm surprised they didn't fall back on which country again? Russia. I'm surprised it's not the Russians that are hacking him. No, they're going to fall back on maybe a more believable story. The Iranians have hacked him. It's just like when Joe Biden, he's going to run for president in 2024, right? Then he decides he's going to do a border security bill. I mean, I can't believe that any Democrat would fall for this crap. You have to be such a simpleton to fall for it, or such a brain-dead acolyte to fall for these obviously butt-covering measures. Now I care about border security. Now Cash Patel suddenly gets hacked by Iran. Now suddenly Donald Trump, who's never been correlated with Russia in his life, is now a Russian asset. And so is Tulsi Gabbard, by the way. Right now, a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard is a Russian asset. I guess we got some serious DOD issues, don't we? Jesse Kelly tweet, step one, announce Cash Patel has been hacked by Iran. Step one. It's a brilliant tweet. Step two, the FBI, who did the actual hacking, leaks the damaging stuff to the media, which is exactly what's going on. Remember, Trump turned down the FBI vetting any of his nominees. Brilliant choice by them. And overall, Trump's transition team has done a great job. They've made some poor choices, though. Although, Chad Chronister, I'll tell you what, he just removed himself from the nomination process for consideration. Great. Chad Chronister is a spineless little worm. That's the sheriff of Hillsborough County that arrested my pastor, Rodney Howard Brown. And I know that Rodney's forgiven him, and that's up to him. I love him. He can do what he wants to do. I would forgive him spiritually, but I certainly would never have endorsed the guy.
No.
Pastor Rodney did. That's his own choice. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's on him. But Chad Chronister's a worthless pile of trash to this day. Mandating his employees get a vaccination, arresting Rodney Howard Brown, mandating, saying that even when he was on the video with Pastor Rodney, I just enforced the laws that I was told to enforce. Bull freaking crap. Are you a constitutional sheriff or are you not? What they had in Hillsborough County at this time, you're like, Tom, you're supposed to be talking about Cash Patel. I know, I can't help it. What they had in Hillsborough County at that time was a COVID committee that was issuing county ordinances. You know what you're not allowed to contradict with a county ordinance? Can you guess, Aaron? The Constitution of the United States of America cannot be trumped by Bozo the Clown, COVID a task force at the county level or at any level. But Chad Conister got his marching orders from some lesbian-run county commission and went out. That's actually not the county commission. That's the mayor of Tampa, but I'm sure she was involved. Got his marching orders from the county commission to go out and arrest people for not standing 6 feet apart and for having a church service. But you know, one way I'm very thankful to Chad Conister, because it woke up Ron DeSantis, and about 36 hours after Pastor Rodney was arrested, churches became essential. There you go. Eat that. Back to Cash Patel.
10:47.
10:12. Say what I got. I see this. We got 6 minutes. 18 minutes. All right. The FBI did the actual hacking. Leaks the damaging stuff to the media. The media runs with the smears, and the Republicans in the Senate use that as an excuse to reject Cash. Why? Do you see it? How it all is? It's all a giant show. And by all, I mean all, statistically speaking, with a few notable exceptions. A few exceptions, one of them being Matt Gaetz, which they got rid of. Which Donald Trump, they had a fraudulent election, got rid of him. But they're all working together. The intel agencies are working with Democrats who are working with Republicans, because they're all one giant, what Mike Benz calls, the blob. They're all a hierarchical oligarchy. That's what it is. It's a giant oligarchy. We talk about, you know, he works with Russian oligarchs. These are the American oligarchs. They may not all be billionaires, but they really are, because they use the billions and trillions of our taxpayer dollars at their own discretion and to prosper themselves, financially enrich themselves. So they're all in this together. Do we honestly believe that Joni Ernst ever votes for Donald Trump? Do you really believe she does? Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Murkowski, Collins, John Thune, John Cornyn. You think they ever actually vote Curtis out of Utah? You honestly find his first name for me, Aaron. Would you, Curtis out of Utah, so I don't have to keep calling just by his last name. I can't remember his first name. Actually, I can't remember. I don't even know it, so it's not that I can't
John?
Remember it. I can't remember. I don't have any knowledge of it.
Is it John Curtis?
I don't know. Senator of Utah.
Yeah.
John Curtis?
Yeah.
All right, so John Curtis. You honestly think any of these people, Mitt Romney, ever votes for a Republican? No. Absolutely not. They're all Democrats. And I don't mean this in a symbolic way. I mean they're actually Democrats. They're just not registered as Democrats. They're globalist leftist bourgeois elitists registered as Republicans who only vote enough Republican to keep themselves in office and to fool their constituencies. That's all they do. The rest of the time they vote for the Democrats. We've pulled up their liberty scores. Not good. John Thune votes 49% of the time with Ilhan Omar. It's a fact. That's our Senate majority leader who's supposed to be facilitating Trump's nominations. That's why we wanted Rick Scott out of Florida. Justin from Breaking 9/11, Cash Patel, Trump's pick to lead the FBI, has been targeted in an Iranian hack, and the actors have accessed at least some of his communications from CNN. What a surprise. CNN's on too. It's the same thing as the collusion hoax. It was revealed that the FBI leaked the information, the Steele dossier, as John Brennan calls it, because he thinks that makes him sound highfalutin and knowledgeable. It makes him sound like an idiot, but whatever. So they leak that information that Trump, there's a pee-pee hoax. There's a pee-pee allegation against Donald Trump that he was peed on by Russian hookers. That's leaked by the FBI to the media. And then the FBI uses the media reports and their FISA applications. Look, the media is reporting on this, so it has to be true. But you're the ones who told the media. No. That's exactly what happened. That's the same giant circle bleep symbiote that I talk about all the time. 40 seconds from now, we'll be off of CTN. Switch to Rumble. Switch over to Rumble. If you're watching on any other platform, switch over to Rumble. If you're wondering why I have no viewership on YouTube, why I have no viewership on Facebook, they banned me. That's why. I don't know why. I'm so sweet and innocent. I have no idea. I don't say anything controversial. I really don't. I say what's true. That's it. It's all true. It's all true. All right, let's go to the next one. Benny Johnson video. Bombshell FBI whistleblower Steve Friend reveals open operation inside the FBI to sabotage Cash Patel. Play for me, Will.
Steve, how you doing, brother?
Great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Bro, this stuff that I'm watching with Cash Patel, did Iran actually hack Cash Patel? Or was Iran actually some of the people who used to work with James Comey and Andrew McCabe?
Let me drop some knowledge on you.
Please.
So the FBI has their rule book. It's called the DIOG, Domestic Investigations Operations Guide. And there's a portion in there. It's called Appendix G. And it basically stipulates that the FBI can open up a full counterintelligence investigation on anyone who they believe could be the target like the victim of a recruitment scheme from a foreign actor. So that leak indicates that there's actually a full counterintelligence investigation open on Kash Patel at this time. They're doing it for his benefit, of course, but they're going to get full access through national security letters to his banking records, all of his electronic communications, again, to protect him against that recruiting.
And the fact that that information found its way to the front page of CNN is just, I mean, they just must have great sources, really.
I mean, look, Andy McCabe over at CNN now, I'm sure he's just giving guidance back to his Rolodex of contacts within the FBI.
That's right. These people, they're such sick bastards, aren't they? So expect this playbook to be used against Kash Patel. You are saying that they are now scraping through everything that Kash has ever done, even though he received awards for his work inside the Justice Department, 16 years inside the Justice Department, then working for special operations and being one of the lawyers protecting the highest echelons of military service. They're going to go back through and they're going to try and sabotage Kash because he's a threat to the system.
They are also trying to cull through his foundation. Look, I was pinged by NBC to provide my comments about the Fight with Kash Foundation, which it basically serves to assist military veterans and whistleblowers. And they want to, I don't know, paint some sort of corruption scandal on that. Look, my experience with Kash Patel was, we're talking about a guy who has some investigative skills. 2 years ago, during Thanksgiving, actually, I got a phone call from a number I didn't know, but I was getting lots of weird phone calls at the time because my name had just become out. And I answer it, and it's a gentleman who says, hey, this is Kash Patel, and I have the foundation that supports whistleblowers. I would like to give you, because you're unpaid and definitely suspended forever by the FBI, $5,000. My foundation is going to give you that donation to get your family through Christmas. I don't want any attention on this. Don't tell anybody. This is just something that I do because I believe in. That's the character of the man who is tapped to become the next FBI director.
Wow.
One. So please understand how the system works. According to FBI whistleblower, former special agent Steve Friend, the FBI has what's called a domestic operations guide, which enables them to open a full investigation into anybody they consider to be a possible target of foreign interference. Guess who that is? Everybody. Who gets to make that decision? They do. Who is it that's going to be the arbiter of deciding whether you could be a target of a foreign interference? Anybody at the FBI. So then they use it. They use this domestic operation guide that has this, I can't remember the order number, whatever, that gives them the ability to open an investigation in anybody they consider to be a possible target of foreign interference. Which could be anybody. This is exactly what they did to Donald Trump. This is our FBI. That's why Kash Patel has to be in charge of the FBI, so that this no longer exists and that the FBI isn't used against American citizens to destroy their lives like they destroyed the life of General Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Navarro, Bannon. I'm not saying that it's destroyed their lives, but you know what I mean. Destroy them for a period of time. Bannon just got out of federal prison a month ago for nothing, did nothing. But you can just open this investigation. So once you, again, this the punishment is the prosecution. The punishment is the investigation, because then they can now say, he's the subject of an investigation. Imagine that. Imagine if someone just said that about you. Subject of an investigation for this offense or that offense, the most heinous offense, like they did to Matt Gaetz. He said Matt Gaetz was the subject of an investigation for trafficking a 17-year-old girl. The person who reached out to Matt Gaetz to try to extort money from his father, what they did was they came up and said, hey, listen, we got the story about your son. This is a former, weird, isn't it, Aaron? Weird, FBI employee.
Huh.
Weird. Former. Don't worry, it's a former. It's not an operative, right?
Right.
It's just like got Andy McCabe, who put out the story about Kash Patel. CNN. Who's working at CNN? Disgraced former FBI director fired for releasing information and lying under oath, Andy McCabe. It's weird how CNN gets the exclusive on this, right? Weird how that happened on Kash Patel's Iranian leak. I mean, not Iranian leak, Iranian hack from CNN. CNN is the exclusive source of the story of the Iranians hacking Kash Patel's computer. But anyway, or communications. But anyway, So this is the exact tactic they use every time, perfectly outlined by Jesse Kelly. Perfectly outlined. Every single time. This is what they do. And then they leak this information to the media and besmirch the person. And they think now, because they believe that Americans still think the mainstream media is legit, that all of us go, oh, it's in the mainstream media, so it must be true. We all look at the mainstream media just like we look at the internet now. The very first thing when I hear some salacious story on the internet, whenever I hear it, the very first thing that I say is what? I don't know if that's true. That's the same thing. That whenever I hear something from the media, back in 2020, Aaron and I and Will, when they were telling us to close for COVID, the three of us, we knew. Something more to this than that. We're not closing. Shove it up your rear end. Hard. And over again. So is this, again, this is what the FBI is doing. It's the same old thing. And now they're actually opening up an investigation into the person they don't want to be their boss, just like they did Donald Trump. Speaking of the FBI, let's do a couple minutes on J6. I still got 8 minutes, according to my prediction. 8 full minutes. No, actually, now 7 minutes. Right. Yeah. Now, 7 minutes. Vigilant Fox tweet. It's Vigilant Fox tweet. Wait. I missed it, guys. I want to play this one. Here's Ron DeSantis on Cash Patel. Play it for me.
But what do you say to the senators on Capitol Hill that are already quietly vowing to put up roadblocks to the president's choice to be FBI director, Cash Patel? What do you say to them, given the outcome of this election?
So, one, I think you do owe the president a great deal of deference on his picks. Cash Patel understands the problems with the FBI, and he is a reformer that will not be captured by the bureaucrats. Contrast that to our current FBI director, Christopher Wray. We remember when he got appointed back in 2017. He immediately became a company man and was captured by that institution. He has not reformed it in any way, shape, or form. And so I actually think Cash has a lot of very significant experience that's important here. But put that aside, you can be the smartest guy in the world. You could have all this experience. If you don't understand that the institution needs to be reformed, if you get captured, then you're done. You're not going to be effective. And so I think Donald Trump in this pick and others, he's making sure he's getting people who have the proper posture to these institutions. These are not the revered institutions that they may have been 30 years ago. These are very problematic institutions. Cash understands that. I think a lot of Republican senators understand that, but apparently not enough do.
Do you expect him to get confirmed, Governor?
I do.
All right. Governor DeSantis, thank you so much. Great to see you, as always.
And rumor has it that the discussions are going on about replacing Pete Hegseth with Ron DeSantis. Right. That can't happen. I love Ron DeSantis. And listen, if they would have initially put him out as defense secretary, I'd be all over it. I would love for Ron DeSantis to be Secretary of Defense. I would love that. But listen, Pete Hegseth is our guy, and you better fight, and you better make those people put themselves on the record and vote for Pete Hegseth, and the same for Cash Patel. All of them, get them on the record. Let's go to J6 for a couple minutes. I have 5 minutes left, according to my own prediction. We're talking about J6 here, going into this little sideshow on J6, and then we're going to get into major J6 stuff. Vigilant Fox, number 4, a judge in Georgia just ordered Fannie Willis to release all communications she had with Jackie Smith. And wait a minute. Aaron, Will, I was told that this was an independent prosecution.
Absolutely.
There was no linkage between the Atlanta district attorney, Big Fanny, and the attorney general, the DOJ. I thought this was an independent. Oh, I know Nathan Wade, who was her boyfriend, that she paid $700,000 to, and then went vacationing on the money that she paid him to numerous locations, but I digress.
No.
He met for 16 hours with Joe Biden's attorneys at the White House and then billed Fannie Willis. That was part of that $700,000, the $250 an hour for 16 hours. We were told that there's no way, it's just like the DOJ, there's no way they were involved in the NYC case, the Alvin Bragg case, until they dispatched their number 3 person in the DOJ to NYC, named Matthew Colangelo, and reinvigorated that case. That's weird. And now, why would a judge have to tell her to release communications that she's having with the special counsel who's from the DOJ if there aren't any communications? Why would she have to be told to release the communications when there are no communications? Because there are. And the January 6th committee to plot the RICO case against President Trump. So the RICO case was coming from Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco and Jackie Smith, the special counsel for the DOJ, the unapproved, unlawful, has to be approved by the Senate, special counsel Jack Smith. She was in communications with him? Yeah, so that they could try to charge Donald Trump with this faux insurrection stuff without actually ever charging him. They're charging him in Georgia's interference of an election and then in D.C. with faux insurrection charges that aren't ever labeled insurrection because they don't meet the terms for insurrection, which are all being thrown out anyway. We all know that already. Jack Smith's finished. Jack Smith will be fired as soon as Trump has power. But anyway, if he doesn't resign already. But just letting you know, the court also declared that she violated Georgia's open records law. This is the district attorney. This is the person that's actually filing charges against somebody else who herself violated the law. All right, let's go on with some more stuff here on J6. Kathleen Winchell video. Rep Clay Higgins and Tucker Carlson sit down and talk about J6. He explains that people were lured into the Capitol on purpose by the FBI that now has conjured up a case saying that the Iranians have hacked Kash Patel and are probably going to release that information to the media. That same FBI? Play for me, Will.
So you sort of answered the question right there in larger terms. You just said that elements within the federal government, I assume law enforcement, intel, and military, and I'm using your words, lured Americans to Washington into what you called a trap.
Yes, sir.
So that would, I mean, that's a shocking, and I assume that's a sober conclusion based on the evidence. That's what you're saying.
That would be my sober assessment as an investigator. And I love my country, and I've always been a staunch defender of the thin blue line, and I would proudly count the FBI amongst that number. It's like brothers to me. So to find that level of conspiratorial corruption at the highest levels of the FBI has been very troubling to me as a man, as a cop. And yet, you know, you follow the evidence wherever it leads. And
yes,
this is what investigators do. So when I asked Christopher Wray that question, for instance, and I already knew the answer. I had reviewed compelling evidence that FBI had assets, human assets, dressed as Trump supporters, inside the Capitol prior to the doors being open and the masses allowed in. So I knew that the FBI was deeply involved. I'd seen evidence even at that time with that the FBI had embedded themselves into various groups online across the country of Americans who were essentially voicing their concerns and airing their grievances with each other about COVID oppression. And those Americans were targeted by the FBI, almost universally Republicans and largely Trump supporters.
So you have a guy with intel clearance who has some sort of classified clearance, and that is his conclusions. That quote, he explains that people were lured into the Capitol on purpose by the FBI. This is the guy who's read everything that he's been allowed to read, because a lot of times whenever they go in front of Congress or in front of the Senate, they don't answer any questions, like this video right here. Play for me, Will.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
And of course, she can't be there in person because of the grievous threat of the 99.997% survival virus. She's 20 times more likely to die of the flu. that dip squat right there. She can't be there on purpose. So Aaron's like, I can't stand the echo. I can't either. We have to deal with the echo because everybody goes ahead and collaborates and capitulates to the idiocy of COVID. So you look at there. Everybody's 6 feet apart back then, all that crap. Gosh. And you're like, Tom, we're not talking about COVID right now. I know, but it just royally pisses me off. The whole thing. You look at these idiots. Look at the idiots. Look at them. I mean, how stupid can you be? And then we have to deal with these stupid video conferences and the echoes. And they do it all on purpose. It's all so they can have their distance. So they don't have to be there in person. There's no voice inflection. There's no eye to eye. It's all on purpose so they can hide more and more behind their masks and behind their social distancing. No, so she didn't answer the question. Wouldn't the answer be a very simplistic no? Did any FBI agents on January 6th of 2021 instigate any felonious violent acts on Capitol Hill? I can't answer that question right now. Okay, they still won't answer the questions, and we're 4 years later, and it's an ongoing investigation. Ongoing to what? No, here's the thing, though. They are going around and making arrests to this day because both of these happened in October and November of this year. Julie Kelly video, you can just side by side this one, guys. I just want to show you that it's ongoing. J6 is not over because Julie Kelly video, new Ring camera footage shows FBI SWAT raid at California home of suspected J6 protester. He protested. Look at him raid. Right, this is not a great video. You just have to kind of see what's going on behind you there. Here comes the FBI. Got a better video in just a second of a different raid. That's coming up in just a second. Here, look at him. Look at them all coming from what was the grievous offense? Wouldn't we have heard of it? Of somebody who slaughtered people on J6, who slaughtered cops on J6, right? We know who that person was. Someone was asking in the chat a minute ago about Ryan Routh. We all know who Ryan Routh is, the man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump. We know that. We wouldn't know if this was some grievous offender, some violent felon from J6. But none of us have ever heard of this person. Look at all the FBI assets that gets dispatched to this J6 protester. Guess they have nothing better to do. Go to the next one for me, Will. John Strand video. Here's another one. That's the one before was October of 2024. Here's one from November of 2024. This is Bobby D. Gregorius's house. Shocking video of FBI raid. John Strand video. Shocking video of violent FBI raid on Bobby D. Gregorius's family, their house. He did nothing. It's confirmed that he did absolutely nothing violent. But this is the treatment that he gets. Look at these guys. As a matter of fact, hit the sound, guys, and I'll just sit side by side. Just so you can kind of see it, feel what's going on. There you go. Here they come. For what? Look at this stupid female FBI agent.
Let me get somebody up here. Stay with the family.
The brave men and
women. Look at these guys. They're storming this suburban. Look, they're all got their weapons on automatic, and they're flying in there to this house for what? Somebody who committed not one violent act on January 6th. And this is the response. This is the current state of the Gestapo. You know what? And you can bring it back to me fully, Will. If you are an FBI agent, you're a disgrace. Unless you're a whistleblower, you're an absolute disgrace. You're like, I'm just doing my job. In doing your job, you're destroying the country that enables you to have a job. So eventually, you're actually losing your job by doing your job, you stupid idiot. You know what you do? You say, I'm not going to do unconstitutional things as a cop. That's what you do. Yeah, but I'll get fired. Well, you know what? Get fired then. There's worse things in life than being fired. Like having no integrity. Gaining the whole world and losing your own soul is far worse than being fired. What is the world? What does the United States think of the FBI now? Jason Cohen video, CNN's Harry Enten on America's trust in the FBI. Play it for me.
Gage, and how have the views of the American public evolved or changed or not over the years?
Yeah, look, I think Patel has real reason to believe that Americans would go along with changes that he might potentially make at the FBI. And there's a reason why Donald Trump feels like he can make this change. It's because if you look here, FBI is doing an excellent or good job. Look at this time trend line. You go back to 2014, right? It was 59% of Americans. Then 57% in 2019, 50% in 2022. Look at where we are today. My goodness gracious, just 41% of Americans think the FBI is doing an excellent or good job. That is by far the lowest number this century. The bottom line is, during the Trump administration, obviously there were the investigations into Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You saw a little bit of drop then. And then post January 6th, look at that drop, 50%, now 41%. My goodness gracious, Kate Baldwin.
I think one thing about this, and hard to gauge, right, is it, I'll call it a chicken or an egg kind of question. Is the view declining because there, is it from bottom up or top down? Is it because people are talking trash about the FBI more and more, or because people, Americans' views are of distrust of the agency are, you know, are growing? Something we, it's hard, that is hard to know. But I throw that out there by asking then, how does it break down along party lines?
Yeah, take a look at Republicans. Here we go. Look at this drop. If you thought,
geez.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, geez. That's a very good word, Kate Baldwin. If you look,
two words.
It's two words. The geez was what I was going for. Geez Louise. There's two words right there. Among Republicans, is the FBI doing an excellent or good job? This is where you really see the drop off. You go back to 2014. I'm going to come to your side of the screen. It's 62%. 2019, look at that, 46%. 2022, 29%. Now we're tied for the lowest point at this century among Republicans at 26%. That is a drop of more than.
So there you go. I just want to say that I'm going to sum up the show by just saying, you know what, the FBI freaking sucks. There you go. I'll just sum it up with that. Absolute disgusting human beings. And I'm talking about the rank and file agents. If you're not a whistleblower, you're a disgusting, repulsive human being who's willing to do anything. You're willing to whore yourself out for your middle class income. And I was a cop myself for 25 years, and I'm not denigrating the middle class at all. I'm in the middle class. It will. Leave that one up. I'm going to close with that one. I got to show it. Aaron brought it up. It's Aaron's fault. I was going to stop right now. I was only going to be 8 minutes over. But I had to show you this because this is in my debt section. Here's my debt section right here. I didn't get to any of it. Breaking. Now, we have all this going on. Near nuclear war in Ukraine. Near nuclear war in the Middle East. New nuclear war over Taiwan. A six-pack, a 12-pack of Coke that used to be $4 is now almost $10. Hyperinflation. We have all that going on, but here's what Joe Biden's working on. J.D. Vance news tweet. Breaking, President Biden has just locked in a work-from-home deal for over 42,000 federal employees. Just wanted you to know what the president's on and about doing while he's at Angola, while he's traveling around Africa doing absolutely nothing but falling asleep. So there you go. All right. Appreciate you guys. Love you. 10:21. Not too bad. Only 9 minutes over my prediction. Huge amount of Rumble rants tonight. Thank you guys so much. Texas Billy, $50. Nitsua, $99, $50. Black Pit Bull Art, $20. Thank you so much. Nude Monk, $20. Pee Potter. Yeah, it wouldn't be Pee Pee Potter. Yeah, Pee Potter. Sorry about that. 11:15. $20. Gucci Buckeye, $20. Jana Jones, $10. Tammy L. Margaret, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, $10. Buckeye Nut 1968, $10. Really appreciate you guys. Rumble Rant and supporting the show. Thank you for everybody in the chat. Listen, like and share. Get this out to as many people as you can. Follow me on Twitter. We're putting a lot of our podcast clips onto Twitter now. We're really focusing on Twitter. So follow me on Twitter. Switch over to Twitter. Download these apps. Now, the good ones, we can get rid of some of those, Aaron, right there. You can get rid of Gab. You can get rid of Getter. Those can go. So we need to work on that because people don't even know what those are anymore.
Yeah.
Get rid of that. We're going to focus on X. We're focusing on Rumble. We're still on YouTube. Facebook, you got Zuckerberg who's trying to bootlick Trump right now. We're still all completely banned off of Facebook. Everybody is. Everybody's banned or shadow banned into oblivion. Shadow banned is they fake you into believing that somebody is seeing your stuff, but nobody is. That's what they do. That's the shadow ban thing. I don't have time to get into it. But anyway, so make sure, get on Twitter, follow us, like and share this, get this out to as many people as you can. Obviously, you're watching on Rumble right now. Share with your friends to get onto Rumble. It's the only free speech streaming platform out there. Love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Got to see the Babylon Bee video at the end, a little ode to Christmas. Love you guys. I'll see you in the chat in just a minute. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I'm going to stick to an hour. All right, hour and 5 minutes tomorrow night. Hour and 5 minutes. Tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday night, hour and 5 minutes.
Sure, right. Sure.
All right. Love you guys. See you in the chat. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that. Wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon a thousand hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.